December 3rd, Mehdi Dabaj.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Mehdi Dabaj had become a Christian. He said, "A Christian means one who belongs to Jesus Christ, the eternal God who sees the end from the beginning and who has chosen me to belong to him, knew from everlasting whose heart would be drawn to him. I would rather have the whole world against me, but know the Almighty God is with me. Be called an apostate, but know I have the approval of the God of glory." On this date, in 1993, an Islamic revolutionary court sentenced Dabaj to death. His crime? He had become a Christian.
Know what you'll die for, and you'll know what to live for. The Iranian prison authorities thrust a piece of paper in front of Mehdi Dabaj. If he would sign it and declare himself to be a good Muslim, he could go home to his family. When that didn't work, Dabaj's captors tortured him and performed mock executions, pressuring him so he would deny Jesus. Meanwhile, they threatened his wife, Aziza, with stoning. Eventually, they were able to break her, turning from her faith, her marriage vows, and even her four children. Aziza agreed to marry a proper Muslim. Years passed by. Even in prison, Mehdi shared his faith, and the hearers followed Jesus. Frustrated, the authorities sent him, unsupervised, for dental work outside of the prison, hoping that Mehdi would flee. But he returned at the appointed time. When Mehdi was shoved into a 9-square-foot unlit cell, solitary confinement seemed like hell itself. But then, Mehdi sensed God's closeness. At first, he was having structured prayer times, but eventually, he began to feel God's presence with him all the time. Mehdi received 2 death sentences. Each time, he appealed on technicalities. On December 3rd, 1993, after 2 years in solitary confinement and almost a decade in prison, the Islamic Revolutionary Tribunal of Sari issued Mehdi's 3rd and final death sentence. This time, he planned a different response. When his son visited him, Mehdi sent a note back with him to their Christian friends. "When they gave me the verdict," he said, "my heart was filled with joy because I saw that my name would be listed with those martyred for their faith in Jesus Christ." Philippians 1:21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Reverend Mehdi requested a few simple things, including a last communion and to wear a cross when he was executed. Then, instead of a legal defense, he wrote a bold statement of his faith. "The invisible God, who knows our hearts, has given assurance to us as Christians that we are not among those who will perish, but among the believers who will have eternal life. People say, 'You were a Muslim from birth,' but God says, 'You were a Christian from the beginning.' They tell me, 'Return,' but to whom can I return from the arms of my God? They object to my evangelizing, but if one finds a blind person who is about to fall in a well and keeps silent, then one has sinned. I have committed my life into his hands. Life for me is an opportunity to serve him, and death is a better opportunity for me to be with Christ. Therefore, I am not only satisfied to be in prison for the honor of his holy name, but I am ready to give my life for the sake of Jesus, my Lord, and to enter his kingdom sooner, the place where the elect of God will enter everlasting life." Friends leaked Mehdi's story outside of Iran, and the world responded with public outrage. The death sentence was never reversed, but due to the pressure, Mehdi was released on January 16th. For 6 months, He traveled throughout the nation of Iran, encouraging believers who later testified the light and love of Christ radiated from his face. In April, a fatwa, a pronouncement based on religious authority, was issued in a Tehran newspaper calling for Mehdi's death. Then, on June 24th, Mehdi Dibaj disappeared. His body, tortured and murdered, was found in a Tehran park on July 5th. Three Iranian Christians were martyred that year. Since then, more than a million Iranians have chosen a life of faith in Jesus Christ. What are you willing to die for? Know what you'll die for, and you'll know what to live for.
Hello, men. My name is Ryan. I'm a narrator here at 365 Christian Men. Mehdi Dibaj went through quite a bit of religious persecution, as you guys just heard. I think the takeaway for me in this is that if we trust God, he'll provide a way through difficult situations. And in his case, it was three death sentences and a lot of crazy things, the loss of his wife, a lot of things. And I think that obviously here, where I live in America and wherever you're watching, I think we're fortunate enough to not be facing maybe necessarily that kind of religious persecution. But I think the point still remains that God has called us to trust him in difficult situations. So men, I would challenge you today, if you're in a difficult situation where you're looking to everywhere but the Lord, I would challenge you to look to God in these situations and take this story that we just heard, where there is no way, the Lord makes a way.